California is battling an outbreak of hepatitis A, which attacks the liver and is highly contagious. San Diego's had more than 400 cases and 16 deaths. Mireya Villarreal is there.
Well, you're good to go. Thanks for coming in.
Lines are long and constant at pop-up clinics around San Diego, where hundreds of people waited to get free hepatitis A vaccines. City workers have been out in full force, bleaching down sidewalks and benches.
This outbreak could last for at least another 6 months.
There's a desperate race against time to stop the hepatitis A virus from spreading, especially among the area's homeless and drug users. Dr. Nick Efantidis is San Diego's chief medical officer.
It's not as easy as just saying, hey, get vaccinated. The nature of some of these members of this population are such that they are inaccessible. And frankly, some of them have their reluctances in dealing with government.
Hepatitis A spreads when someone comes in direct contact with an infected person's human waste. 22,000 vaccines have been administered, and the city is now setting up washing stations. Kevin Faulkner is San Diego's mayor.
We're going to have more additional shelters to help get people off the street, get them the help that they need.
Steven Zalesi, president of San Diego's Food and Beverage Association, which represents 1,200 businesses, believes the city should have been doing more long before this outbreak.
Where were they 2 or 3 or 4 years ago? It's great that they're coming up with some solutions now, but they're really closing the barn door after the horse has already left.
Just yesterday, Los Angeles declared its own hepatitis outbreak. New cases here in L.A., in Northern California, and in Arizona have all been traced back to the San Diego outbreak. Anthony?